In a time like none of us have experienced before, there's strength to be found in community institutions like Iowa Public Radio. I'm Executive Director Myrna Johnson, and I'm so proud of the thoughtful, informed coverage IPR brings you on the issues that matter. Listener funding is the power source that makes it all possible. Facts, understanding, insight, that's what you fund when you give to this station. Make your gift now at iowapublicradio.org, and thank you.
The way you get your news may have changed during this pandemic, but you still need to know what's going on in our state every day. Iowa Public Radio News has you covered. Subscribe to our new podcast, Hear First, and start your day equipped with the essential local news you need to know, delivered in under 15 minutes, weekdays by 7 a.m. Get analysis from IPR's team of reporters, learn about what's going on at the Statehouse and on the ground in your community. Subscribe to Hear First today wherever you get your podcasts.
It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. This hour, IPR's state government reporter Katarina Sestarek and I co-host to talk with Iowa lawmakers from both sides of the aisle about some bills that have been advancing at the Iowa Statehouse. In the second half hour, the debate over potential changes to Iowa's concealed carry handgun laws, specifically whether in future Iowans should have to get a permit to carry or acquire handguns. But first, we focus on proposals for increased police protection that have to do with a so-called Back the Blue Act. A couple of weeks ago, Republican lawmakers who are in the majority in both chambers did not advance Governor Kim Reynolds' proposal to ban racial profiling by law enforcement, but they did advance bills, Katarina, that give more protections to police. Give us some background. Good afternoon to you. Please give us some background on the origins of these proposals, some of which we can trace back to the Black Lives Matter protests of last summer, can't we?
Hi, Ben. Governor Kim Reynolds proposed what she called the Back the Blue Act as part of her condition of the state address back in January, and it proposed a lot of things, including enhanced penalties for protest-related crimes, punishing local governments that reduce their police budgets, increasing police protections, and then also banning racial profiling by law enforcement and requiring data collection on race and police stops. That racial profiling ban part did not advance in the legislature yet this year. The Senate advanced some parts of the governor's bill, and then the House did something completely different, came up with their own bill that, in general, increases protections for police and puts a sort of qualified immunity clause into Iowa law for law enforcement, which qualified immunity is a legal doctrine that gives law enforcement officers civil liability protections when they're accused of violating someone's constitutional rights. And that's something that, of course, racial justice protesters have called for an end to that legal doctrine. So that's kind of what's been going on those bills. And there hasn't seemed to be agreement between the House and the Senate on what should move forward.
Okay, a lot of moving parts, different proposals there in the House and Senate. Let's invite our lawmakers, both from the Iowa House, into this conversation. Representative Jared Klein is a Republican from Kyoto. Representative Klein, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And Representative Ross Smith is a Democrat from Waterloo. Welcome back to our program, Representative Smith.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me again.
You're very welcome. And let's invite our listeners in to join our conversations. A brief outline there by Katarina, something you agree with, something you have a question about. Join our conversation as we discuss this over the next few minutes. 1-866-780-9100, 1-866-780-9100, or email us rivertoriver@iowapublicradio.org. Representative Klein, talk about why the changes you are in favor of are needed at this time.
Well, right now we have a serious reduction in people entering law enforcement, looking to recruit, and we have problems with retention. So that's the task I was given, was address some of those problems and do what we can to support law enforcement officers. So what I did is essentially went to law enforcement and said, what can I do to help? What things can we be doing that maybe aren't in the governor's bill? And that's what we came out with. So addressing sick leave, addressing work comp, addressing a peace officer bill of rights, all those different pieces that are in the bill, those were all direct response to asks from the law enforcement community.
Mm-hmm. And the legislation that requires any action against racial profiling left out. Why, Representative Klein?
Well, our bill is considerably different from the governor's bill, and this is not a justice reform bill. This is a support for law enforcement. That's what the bill is pretty narrowly tailored towards addressing.
Mm-hmm. And respond to what Representative Klein had to say. Roz Smith, Representative Smith?
Yes, I guess I'm a little bit confused. I don't understand how we're separating what's good for law enforcement as justice reform. I think what's good for Iowans is good for Iowans. And so the fact that we're not including the governor's recommendation for anti-racial profiling legislation, or even the recommendation from the governor's task force, which included law enforcement, in which they were asking for anti-racial profiling legislation. And so justice reform and criminal justice reform and supporting law enforcement, to me, go hand in hand. I don't think that we should delineate or separate the two. We're talking about creating safe communities and ensuring law enforcement can be safe in their in their daily task. And so for me, we can't separate the two. I think that that's we should not create that division ourselves as lawmakers.
Representative Klein, I'm wondering what your response is to that, especially considering that, you know, technically the House could have just taken the racial profiling ban part of the governor's bill if you weren't on board with the rest of it and worked on that. So I'm wondering why you didn't do that. And, you know, considering that there is there's a lack of trust in policing, right, from many communities in the state. And so isn't this something that would go a long way towards increasing that trust, or do you not think that?
Well, there, as you know from the Senate, they've already passed their legislation last week. There just isn't consensus to bring those pieces up in of themselves. But I am very much interested in working on justice reform and things like that. We have a very good probation bill going through that addresses those issues. We're working on expungement for Class D felonies if you haven't had anything serious in 10 years. We've got a number of things we're doing. But this bill, the Back the Blue bill, is very specifically to address supporting law enforcement. I can understand some people have a different opinion on wanting more included in the piece, but this is a very different piece of legislation from what the governor proposed and from what the Senate has sent over. We have a lot of different pieces that are not included anywhere, and I think it's good to kind of keep it focused on those things. And again, we're very different from everybody else in what how we're approaching this piece of legislation.
Did you, the governor had a committee focused on developing these anti-racial profiling recommendations that included law enforcement. So I'm wondering if you heard something different from law enforcement that after, you know, some of them being included on that committee and agreeing to these recommendations that they changed their minds, or what did you hear from them on that?
Well, I think that committee is tasked with a different set of goals than what I was at, what I'm working at, which is developing a piece of legislation that the nuts and bolts of it address concerns from everyday law enforcement officials, whether we're talking concerns on work comp, concerns on what can they do with their insurance pay when they retire or accumulated sick leave when they retire. We like that to go to their insurance payout, benefits, all these different things. Those are the mechanics of the request from law enforcement. What can we do to show our support? What can we do to help recruit the best of the best and retain them is what we're trying to do. So we address civil service testing, trying to continue to keep the politics out of it so that we can support good law enforcement. And that's what this bill is doing.
Representative Smith, you a few weeks ago talked about how you didn't think some of these of course, the House's bill is different from the governor's Back the Blue Act, but you said that some of these policing policies shouldn't move forward without that ban on racial profiling being included or also passing. Do you also still feel that way about this bill? And can you also maybe address that some Democrats supported it? So would you support the bill as it is right now?
No, I would not support the bill as it is right now. I can say it's interesting that, you know, one of the things that we have to be mindful of, we're talking about qualified immunity. We're just celebrating the year anniversary of Breonna Taylor. And so, if we want people to say her name because she stands for so much. She stands for the fact that accountability is a shared value by law enforcement and the public that they serve. And so to have in this legislation policies that are in contrast with that, last year, 150 members of the General Assembly voted for the plan for imperfect union. Representative Klein knows some of the work that went into that. I personally know a lot of the work that went into that legislation. And we all stood up to do some things. And that wasn't anti-police. That was pro-moving Iowa forward in a way that all citizens of the state could feel included and significant and make in a way that their communities were policed. And I think that's what we have to continue to do. But the narrative that, like, this Back to Blue plan is in contrast or is the opposition to Black Lives Matter, I think we have to stop talking that language. We have to understand that this is a unified state in which we have to move forward doing the best we can for all people. But we've heard over and over again from our Republican peers that Democrats choose and want to defund the police. And I think this is in direct response to that. But I will say, Senate File 130 in 2017, when I first entered the legislature, my Republican peers, right, we can talk about Representative Fisher, Representative Winchell, Representative Klein, Speaker Grassley, Representative Kaufman and Holt and Wheeler and Salmon, just name a few, all voted to reduce the law enforcement budget, right, public safety budget by $1 million. They also voted to defund the judicial branch by $1 million or $3 million that year. And so if we're talking about defunding the police, we're talking about legislation that's come across my Republican peers that's going to penalize cities for the things that that Republicans in this state have done over and over again. We need to have a real conversation about what this looks like and what the motivation is for these pieces of legislation. We can't pander to specific groups and continue to create fissures in which they don't need to exist. In conversations with the State Peace Officers Association president, our goal is to create methods of policing that makes every community feel safe and involved and heard, and that should be our goal. None of this piecemeal stuff that's catering to one group over another, because we should not be further dividing. I think that's counterproductive to our goal as creating an inclusive Iowa. So Democrats have continually pushed for increasing support for public safety, especially rural EMS services, in which Iowans, those in rural Iowa, are having to pay for their own private investigators and cadaver dogs to find loved ones that have passed away. That's what we've seen happening. And until we're starting to address those real issues, it's hard for me to have conversations about qualified immunity. We need to actually support our people and support the actual goals of law enforcement and pay attention to what they're telling us they want.
Representative Klein, respond to that. And even though, of course, Republicans are in the majority in both chambers of the at the Iowa State House, respond to the points that Representative Smith makes. Wouldn't it make better legislation to be inclusive, have even more bipartisan buy-in by listening and reacting and putting in some of the parts that Representative Smith has called for here?
Well, what I find interesting is, again, trying to the bill that the House has does not have defund the police. We did not advance that into committee. That didn't advance because we recognize the problems with that that issue, because we do recognize, just like we have in the past as the Iowa legislature, that we're put in tough spots to try to balance budgets, to try to be responsible with the taxpayers' dollars. And there's times you see reductions in multiple areas, and it may be in law enforcement or public safety. So defund the police, again, is not a thing that's in our bill. What we wanted was a bill that has pieces that are supportive of law enforcement. And this is bipartisan. The whole work comp section is taken from a bill sponsored by the ranking member of my committee. That was their bill that I put into this bigger piece of legislation that is all aimed at supporting law enforcement. It is not meant to be divisive. It is not meant to be pitted against one side or another. It is purely to say that we want to be supportive of law enforcement, the good ones, and do what we can to recruit and retain those, especially from our neighboring states who are fleeing because of the way they're treated nowadays by the public, by their respective governments. That's what we're trying to do. So we crafted a bill to do that. And these other parts are all great discussion, but that's more of what we would call, or I would term, justice reform pieces that need to have their due diligence as well. But this is a pretty narrow bill for supporting law enforcement.
Representative Klein. Representative Klein. Oh, sorry, Katarina.
Go ahead, Representative Smith.
No, sir. I don't know. I don't disagree with you on some of those points, Representative Klein, but I think we have to talk about, in 2017, the General Assembly removed workers' comp for workers who work in meatpacking plants. And so I think we're catering to a specific group because we're talking about increasing work comp stipulations for law enforcement, but this is the same body that took that away from many individuals who are making far less than law enforcement makes. And we're picking winners and losers. And our goal should be to do the most good for the most amount of Iowans. And we haven't done that when we're picking specific groups that get benefits that other groups don't.
Representative Klein, what do you say to that, that, you know, this is giving special privileges to law enforcement? Can you explain why that
is? Well, I think that what's important is to recognize that there is a different level that they deal with in their lines of work, where they are targeted with things like lasers that are aimed at blinding them and have happened around the country. This is about making sure that those people have their coverage for them and their families if they get hurt in the line of duty. That's what we're making sure happens, and that's the work comp piece that's in there. Not a brainchild of mine, but from the member of the other party who is also former law enforcement. When we say, give me something nuts and bolts we can do that will show support, that isn't all about just increasing penalties and beefing up that sort of stuff. It's trying to say, okay, here's what we are. And we're not trying to pick winners and losers. What we're doing is recognizing that there's a difference here. And it sounds like the other side would like to make this about pitting one against the other. And I don't view it that way. I view it as this individual piece is meant to support the good folks in our law enforcement community. They're out there every day, fighting for us and defending us and doing all the good things that they do. This is about supporting that community.
Representative Klein, I do wonder quickly, just, you know, obviously last summer when the racial justice protests started, there was this big momentum in the legislature that led to passing the police misconduct, a bill that was responding to police misconduct issues, bipartisan, passed unanimously. And, you know, this year we're seeing essentially no response from the legislature to those calls for racial justice, right? I'm wondering what changed in that time.
Well, I don't necessarily would say anything's changed because I have other pieces of legislation that are going after injustices, whether it's in the probation system or with expungement of records for those that are getting themselves their lives straightened out. And these are all things we're doing that is for everybody, not just one group or another. This is how we are trying to address some of the reforms that need to happen. But it's, again, not in this bill. Those are separate pieces moving on their own.
Let's go to our phones, 1-866-780-9100. If you've just joined us, two representatives at the Iowa State House, Representative Jared Klein, you just heard there, Republican, and also Representative Ross Smith from Waterloo, a Democrat. Let's go to our phones in the few minutes that we have left. Chris is joining us from Des Moines. I'll have to ask you to please be concise. Chris, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. My question would be, you know, it seems like with the police issue, it seems like now, instead of holding police accountable for what they do to people of color and other folks, that you're willing to let them off the hook to pretty much say, hey, you know what, you do whatever you want to do to people, and we got your back to make sure we'll uphold whatever you want to do to people, which is not right, but first of all, you guys don't deal with the bigotry that is going on at the Capitol. That's the first problem. And so for any Republican, Democrat, or anything to say that you are fighting for everybody, no, you're not. You're only fighting for a certain group of people, and that's all you have your interest in. And
Chris,
so because you,
Chris,
you,
may
you
I ask
don't
if
deal with are, bigotry.
Chris, may I ask if you are an Iowan of color?
Yes.
Okay, good. That places it in some context. Representative Klein, if you would kindly respond to Chris.
Well, there is a lot thrown out there, but I don't believe what we're doing is bigoted or anything like that. I believe what we're doing is trying to show support for law enforcement and qualified immunity, peace officer bill of rights. These are not a get out of jail free card. This is just saying that there is going to be due process in the system so that good law enforcement officers don't get unduly treated and fired while being able to still get rid of the bad ones, because like every other business, like every other place in government. Most everybody's pretty good, but there's a handful that ruin it for the rest. And those are the ones we got to get rid of. And I think that combined with last summer's bill, with what we're doing now, it's all in that vein. But just like anybody else, they deserve due process when falsely accused. But by no means is this meant to be a get out of jail free card, get off the hook. There's still accountability there.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chris, for that call from Des Moines. Let's go to another caller from Des Moines. Lucas is with us. Welcome to the program, Lucas.
Thank you. I'll try to keep it brief. I just want to echo Representative Smith's comments about picking winners and losers through legislation. You know, I call in fairly often, but you know, the Chapter 20 changes in 2017 is another example of this, where one set of public unions was given one set of laws for collective bargaining, and then other public unions, like the police union, were giving yet another set of laws. So again, I, you know, as a constituent, it very much feels like what Representative Smith has alluded to in picking winners and losers through legislation. So appreciate a comment back on that. Thank you.
Lucas in Des Moines, thank you very much. I think that's directed at you. Representative Klein, please respond.
Well, I don't view that as picking winners and losers. This is us addressing different segments, different realities of what's faced between. I mean, there's a way different set of circumstances faced on a daily basis between law enforcement and teachers. They're two different groups, and there's times you got to look at them differently. But it's not a matter of picking winners and losers. It's a matter of addressing each group within the confines or parameters that they will fall, which is going to be different, especially when you talk about public sector, from public safety to Department of Education. There's a different gap there that was being addressed back when that law was changed. And this is just one piece of legislation that's going through to advance an overall support of law enforcement. There's a whole lot of legislation we passed that you can accuse picking winners and losers, whether we're talking a fuel issue or education. We're trying to balance these things to have the right response to the right questions.
Representative Klein, I want to give Representative Smith a chance here in the final minute of the program to respond to your final comments on this matter, Representative Smith, before we have to say goodbye.
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, law enforcement in my mind looks like somebody who's close to me, somebody who works in Cedar Falls, has been multiple time law enforcement officer of the year. The same individual has a name very, very similar to mine. And it's personal because if something were to happen to him on the line of duty, I would become the de facto father to his two daughters. And so this is to me, this is a personal matter because I'm not anti-police, but I'm always going to be anti-police brutality, no accountability for law enforcement. And so, Representative Klein, I hear what you're saying, and I want to believe that. But for me, the issue is when you support things like permitless carry, it makes it more difficult for that individual who's in the law enforcement, who's really, really close to me, who's the godfather of my children and me to his daughters. You make it more difficult for him to do his job and come back safely. And so for me, if we're going to talk about this issue, let's really talk about it. But I think you got to support law enforcement. Let's do it. But not supporting permitless carry is not the way we do that. I think we have been picking winners and losers. And our charge as elected officials is to be better than that.
Representative Ross Smith and Representative Jared Klein, thank you very much for this conversation. When we come back, we will talk about that bill to allow permitless handgun requirements. After a break, it's River to River.